in the front as far as you can go. Stand up. And come up to the front as far as you can go. Up, up, and over. Oh, everybody in these first few squares. Who knows that we have a good Father, that we worship Him, and that is why we worship Him. I just want everyone to begin to lift their hands right now as I pray before we begin the song. God, I just pray that we would just, during this next song, be able to give You our all, God, that we would just be able to focus our eyes on You, God, that we wouldn't be distracted by anything else, God.
Guys, today, we talked before about how when we worship God, we give Him our best. How many of you want to give God your best today? Those of you who say, God, I want to give You my best today, we're going to do something just to show God that we want to just lay everything down today. If you're comfortable with this, I want you to take your shoes off. This is showing God that, you know, everything that we've done this week, any bad thing that we've done, this is just a sign that, God, we want just You. And if you don't want to give God your best, I encourage you. God loves You so much, but those of us who are taking off our shoes, we're just saying, God, we want You all the way. I'll give you a second. Take off your shoes if you want to join us. All right. All right, got your shoes off, those of you who want to do it. All right, if you have your shoes off, if you're not going to take your shoes off, that's okay. I just encourage you to be quiet, show respect to God today. And to people around you, I want you, if you've taken your shoes off, to just kneel down before God. All right, can you close your eyes with me? This is a serious time to tell God, God, we're sorry for our sins. So right now, if you could just begin to think about anything that you've done this week, the Holy Spirit's going to remind you of something you've said, something you've done, or something you've thought today, and say, God, forgive me of my sins. If you've done anything this week, just say, God, forgive me of my sins. God, we've sinned. God, I've said things that are not nice, Lord. God, I've thought thoughts that are not good. God, I haven't done things that I should have done, God. I was lazy this week. God, would You forgive me? Come on, just tell God, would You forgive me? If You mean that, God, forgive me of my sins. God, forgive me of my sins. God, forgive me of my sins. I want to worship You today, God. And I just want you right now to get as low as you can be on the ground. If you want to say, God, you're higher than me, this is how we show God, you know what, we want to worship You. If you know the words of the song, you can sing the words of the song. But just for 1 minute today, just 1 minute, I just want you to say something to God to thank Him for everything that He's done. Maybe it's just thank you. Maybe it's some more words than that. But just with your eyes closed, and you're really low to the ground. I see a lot of heads still up. I want you to do it with me. Low to the ground and saying, God, thank You so much. All right, you have 1 minute. Go. You can sing with us or you can say, thank You, God. Just go right now. Just You and God. You're a good Father. Thank You so much, Lord. Come on, 1 minute, guys. 1 minute. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. It's who You are. Thank You, Lord, so much. Thank You, God, so much. God, You're higher than me. You're more important. It's who I am. It's who I am.
It's who I am.
Come on, guys, keep going. Thank You so much, Lord. You're important, God. You're important, God. You're important, God.
It's who You are.
It's who You are.
It's who You are.
Oh, Jesus. I'm loved by You.
It's who I am.
It's who I am.
It's who I am.
Thank You so much, Lord. God, today, thank You so much that You love us. Thank You so much that we can worship You. God, right now, we take our shoes off, not because it's anything special, God, but just because You're special. God, remind us of what it means to be more like You, Lord. Today, God, help us to learn Your word. Help us, God, to become more like You. I want to pray for our moms today. If you want to pray for your mom, just lift your hand up right now. We want to pray for our moms this Mother's Day, our moms that blessed us. God, today we thank you so much for our moms. Keep your hand up. We thank you so much for our moms. I pray, God, that you'd bless them. Bless the moms even in this room, God, today. Miss Debbie, Miss Rosetta, Miss Miriam, God. All the moms, Miss Jan. I pray, God, that you'd bless them. I pray, God, that you give them strength. I pray, God, that you would give them hope. Lord, I pray that you give them rest, God. Energy, Lord. Passion for you, Lord. That you would, when they pray, God, that they hear your voice. God, that they'd find a time alone with you, Lord. Time alone like they did before they had all this stuff going on. That you give them rest today, Lord. God, thank you so much for our moms. Can you say thank you for your mom? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, today would you speak to us, Lord. Thank you for this time we've had with you, God. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Ms. Kirsten, God, thank you so much. Thank you. In Jesus' name, everybody said? Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us. You can put your shoes back on and find your square. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. All right, have a seat, guys. Welcome to Lego Life Week 7. How many of you have been here for any of our Lego Life weeks? Awesome. And if you remember what we're doing, we're building our spiritual lives piece by piece. All right, put your hands down. All right. So today we're going to talk about another piece, a very special piece. We have about three weeks left of our Lego Life series, and you don't want to miss it because we're going to talk about some very, very important pieces of our Lego Life, all right? So I don't want you to miss that at all. Today I want to show you a couple brand new Lego creations that were made this past week. So let's look at these pictures. We have, first up, who do you got? Mr. Aaron Martin. Mr. Aaron Martin is in sixth grade. He's one of our team members. And he made, what is this? What do you guys think this is?
It looks like a Barbie mobile.
What is it? A Barbie?
A Barbie mobile.
How many of you girls have a Barbie mobile? Even the girls were ashamed to raise their hands. Awesome. All right. Next up, we have Miss Elliot McKinney. Elliot, are you here today? Elliot's not in this service today. Miss Elliot made something right here in the kids' auditorium, and it looks like she made somebody in a pool getting baptized. Isn't that cool? She's got the water, she's got the wall, and then she's got half of the Lego person right there in the water. Very good job, Elliot. All right. And then we have one more, and he's sitting right over here, Mr. Asher Morris. Asher, you are in the service. Why don't you tell us what you made right here in our kids' auditorium? A starfighter. And what is a starfighter from? Are you sure? From Star Wars? How many of you like Star Wars? Awesome. All right, clap your hands for all of our Lego creations. Good job, guys. Cool. All right, looks like our service filled up. Man, y'all got to get ready in the morning, brush your teeth, put your shoes on. All right, have a seat. I'm going to pick somebody today, somebody who is in second grade. You're not in second grade, okay? Somebody in second grade. Somebody whose birthday is in June. All right. And his name is Emerson King. Emerson, come on up, dude. All right. I want to let you know today, as you're having your seat in your square, I'm looking for one square, and I'm going to choose... Miss Jan on the girl's side. Everybody say hi, Miss Jan.
Hi, Jan.
She's right over there. All right, and then on this side, Mr. Blake. Mr. Blake, can you wave your hand? All right, say hi, Mr. Blake.
Hi.
Okay. Boys and girls, they are going to look for the best behaved, the person, the square who's paying the most attention today, and they're going to give you a very special prize today. I can't tell you what that prize is because it's a secret, but it's right back here in our bin. I put it in there this week, but it's a very secret prize. So when they choose your square at the very end, they can come up and grab their prize, okay? All right, how many of you want to win that prize? I want to win that prize. All right, you can pick me too if you want. Pick me. Okay, me and him. All right, me and Emerson are a square. All right, I'm going to get my discussion cards right here. And I would like Mr. Timmons to help me to hand these out. Okay. The first square to get into a circle and link arms may help me with my object lesson today. Go. Boys, you were so close. Girls, you had almost a three-way tie. But with my little eyes, probably imperfect eyes, I saw this square right over here get into a circle. But great job. There's always next time. All right, if you can hear me clap once. If you can hear me clap real hard twice. If you can hear me clap three times. And listen to these. We are going to have our discussion time. I want you to take turns, person by person, ask those three questions, and then, everybody say, and then. Everybody say, and then. Good job. And then we're going to pray, so make sure you hold hands and pray for one another, okay? Are you ready? Any questions? All right, you have 10 minutes. Ready, set, go. All right, everybody. How was your prayer time? How was your discussion? Good. Cool. Thank you so much. Thank you, team. Appreciate you. Thank you for talking and being patient. Cool. All right, guys, why don't you face forward right now? We're going to begin today, and we're going to begin with our sword drill. So I want you to get your Bibles out and get ready. I want you to turn to this very, very important verse today. Very, 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 very important. Turn to Mark. Just kidding, Matthew. Just kidding, Mark 10:45. Mark 10:45. Go. Mark 10:45. You have it? Holy moly. All right, we have a winner right here. Keep turning, keep turning. You've met your match, John and Joe Hetrick. All right, good job. We have Michaela right here first. All right, you can put it right up here. Okay. Are you guys ready? When we read the Bible, we are giving God how much of our attention? All of it. That means none of it is talking to anybody else. None of it is distracting anyone else. We're going to listen. Mark 10:45. Michaela's going to read for us.
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
One more time, listen closely. Jesus did not come to do something, but he came to do something else.
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Very good. Jesus came to do what? To serve. And you know, a king, wouldn't normally, Michaela, can you stay up here with me? Wouldn't a king normally be served? Wouldn't he be served? Yeah. But Jesus said, I didn't come to get served. I came to do what? I came to serve others. So if Jesus does that, shouldn't we do that? Right? If Jesus is the king of all the world and we're the king of our shoelaces, shouldn't we serve other people? Yes, we should. So today, our main point for today, Michaela, can you help me with it? All right, Michaela's going to help me with it. Our main point for today is this. I will put others ahead of me. That's what serving is. I will put others ahead of me. So I want you to help me. Can you help me? Let's do it. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to make up some motions, and I want you guys to follow along. Michaela, I want you to make up one motion. Can you do that? Just one. I want you to come up with put others. So two words, put others, and have one motion. All right, think about it. Okay. Our first motion for I will put others ahead of me is I. So what can we do for I? What does an I look like? A lowercase I. Like you. Like me? I think it looks like that. Okay, just like that. Yeah, yeah. So I want you to stand up really straight and say I. Very good. All right. And the next motion is will. And I want you to sit back down. All right. Will. Good. Let's try that again. Make an I. Will. I will.
No.
I will. All right, stay down, stay down, stay down. All right. Michaela has our next motion. Michaela, what is our next motion? Put others. What would you do? Like this? All right. While you're sitting down, because we'll be sitting down, you say, put others. Very good. Like you're serving something. Okay. One more time. Put others. All right. Let's try that. I will put others. Very good. Next word is ahead. I want you to stand back up and run in place for 5 seconds when we say ahead. Ready? Wait. Say it with me. Or after me. After me, I mean. Ahead. One, two, three, four, five, and stop. Good. And then the last motion is of me and point to yourself. Say of me. One more time, of me. All right, sit back down. We're going to try it all together, all together. Everybody doing it together. Come on, Miss Praise, over here, Mr. Davison, Daniel, ready? Are you ready? I will put others ahead. One, two, three, four, five. Of me. Very good. All right, give somebody a high five twice and sit down. Thank you very much, Michaela. Great job. Proud of you. You can pick a Lego prize right over here. Good job. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. All right, thank you. Have a seat. Have a seat, everybody. All right, we're going to answer the question today. What is serving? What does it mean to serve others? What about who should we serve? Yes, we should serve God. That's correct. But who else should we serve?
Jesus!
Mr. Okai and I were talking back there, and he was saying how, you know, it's hard to serve people who are mean to us. There are certain kinds of people that are really hard to serve, and we're going to talk about what that means. And then we're going to talk about how do I be a servant like Jesus? How did Jesus be a servant? What does that look like? And then what does God, who does God want me to serve? That's what we already said. So, all right, we're going to answer those questions today. Let's pray. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much that your words in your book, God, are alive. They make sense, Lord, today by your Holy Spirit. God, we're going to do the words that we read today, God. And we're going to become more like you, God. We want to know you. And if you want to know God, we say amen. All right. I want to ask you a question today. I want to ask you this question right here. Have you ever wanted to be a king or a queen? That's okay if you haven't. I'm king today. A king is somebody. A queen is somebody. I don't need that. A queen is somebody who is in charge of a whole kingdom, a whole nation. Thank you, Mr. Tim. And they're kind of like a president. You guys know what a president is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make decisions. They're in charge of the whole country. How many of you know what a king is? Some of you are from countries that there is a king, there is a prince, there is a queen. All right, you can put your hands down. So a king is really important. And Jesus was a king. He was a king. And he came to this earth. And people expected him to rule like a king. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do this for me, and I'll do this for you. You serve me. But as we saw in Mark 10:45, Jesus says, I did not come to serve or to be served. I came to serve. And so he did something really, really special in John 13. He invites all of his disciples, all of his followers. It'd be like as if the president, as if your principal, as if your parents or somebody invited all of you to the house, to the dinner table, and you're eating dinner. And he said, I want to do something so, so special for you. I want to do all of your homework. I want to do whatever you want me to do. I'm going to serve you right now. Wouldn't that be so awesome? That'd be so amazing, wouldn't it? But he did something a little bit different. He did something that's not even just special. He did something that a king would never do. Everybody say never. A king would never do this. Back then, they would have sandals, and they'd walk around, and they didn't have any socks. Everybody say, ew. No socks. And when they'd walk around, their feet, the donkeys that would walk on the road, the horses, the animals, they had some stinky stuff, and they would leave it on the road. And when you walked, your feet were so smelly. There was dirt all over. And when they came to dinner, their feet probably stunk pretty bad. Everybody hold your nose. Oh, gross. Ugh. And so when Jesus steps in, he's probably like, these guys, their feet stinks. But you know what? I am a servant of all people. And you know what? I'm going to serve my disciples. I need a helper today. I'm going to pick somebody from our very special square. Let's go with Miss Mercy. Yes, Mercy. Come on up. Everybody give Miss Mercy a hand. Come on up, girl. All right. I need you to take off your shoes and your socks. They smell, don't they? All right, go ahead. All right, take off your shoes and your socks. All right. So what happens is, I'm going to put mine back on. Yeah. It smells. Oh. So what happens in the story is, he goes and he's like, I'm going to wash your feet. And a guy named Peter, what did he say to Jesus? No, absolutely not, Jesus. My king will not wash my feet. Absolutely not. Mercy, do you want us to wash your feet?
Yeah.
She don't care. Who would, if someone asked if they could wash your feet, who would let them wash your feet? A couple of you? All right, it's because you need it. Because you need it, Javier. All right, you can put your hands down. Okay. So he goes and I'm going to put this towel right over here, girl, okay? All right. Your feet don't stink, do they? Okay, good. All right. All right. I want you to put your feet in the bucket right here. Okay. So in this story, Peter goes and he's like, absolutely not, Jesus. You will not wash my feet. But then Jesus says, Peter, no, I have to wash your feet. If you want to be a part of my kingdom, I have to wash your feet. And he's like, what did he say? Oh, okay. Wash them then. And so what he says is, I don't want you to just wash my feet. I want you to wash my head all the way down to my feet. And I'm not going to do that to you today. Not at all. But he did something so, so special, and he served Peter. And a king wouldn't do this, would he? A king would not do this. A king does not wash people's feet. A king does not serve people. People serve them. But Jesus was different. Jesus was different. So I want to show you. So when he came over, Jesus went and he washed Peter's feet, and he started washing them. He got them real wet, and he washed all the dirt off, all the junk off. It's cold. And he washed it off. Those are smelly feet. But now they're clean. All right. Can you keep them in there for a couple seconds? All right.
Keep it in there.
Everybody say serve.
Serve.
Everybody say serve.
Serve.
Jesus was king, and he had all the power. He could do whatever he wanted, but he chose to do what? He chose to wash somebody's stinky feet. He shouldn't have done that, but Jesus said, I'm different. Boys and girls, if you had a servant, Mick, if you had a servant, girls, what would you have them do for you? Think about it. What would you have them do for you? If I had a servant, I probably wouldn't have them wash my feet. I'd probably have them wake me up in the morning. I'd probably have them make me every single amount of food. I'd probably have them drive me places. What would you have your servant do? Toby, what would you have your servant do? Be your friend, okay. Anybody want to be Toby's friend? Mick? All right, Toby, you got a friend. Ava, what would you have your servant do? Yeah, so your servant would do things for you, right? What if you were the servant? What if you were the servant? What are some things that you probably wouldn't want to do for other people? Clean. Yeah, take out the trash. Wash the toilet. Oh my goodness. What else?
Washing the king.
Yeah. Take a shower. Very good. Very good. You know, boys and girls, Jesus said he was going to be a servant of all people. He was the King of Kings. He wasn't just a king. He was the King of all kings, and he humbled himself. The Bible says to do unto others as you would have them do to you. Everywhere he went, Jesus put others first. Are you doing okay? He put others first. He healed people, right? He calmed storms. He brought people back to life, and he put others first everywhere that he went. Do you do that? Do you put others first everywhere that you go? Do you walk around with a bad attitude saying, you do this for me, you pick up my room, it's your chore, you should be my friend, I don't have to go to your sports game, you come to my sports game? Do you go to school and you say, you help me with homework, and you don't want to help anybody else with homework? Are you a servant, or are you expecting other people to serve you? Servant or not a servant? You're a servant? Some of us, we expect people to call us good things. We expect people to do all these nice things for us. And so we're so sad. We're so disappointed. And when we tell Jesus, Jesus, I thought you were going to make me a leader. How many of you want to be a leader? I think everybody says, I want to be a leader because that's what we're told to. Put your hands down. But Jesus said, I don't want you to be a leader right now. I want you to be a servant first. Everybody say first. I want you to be a servant first. I want you to put others ahead of yourself. I will put others ahead of me. That's what Jesus said to do. So imagine if we all look like Jesus, boys and girls. If you were standing at the back of the line, Caden, Zia, if you were standing at the back of the line, how many people would you let ahead of yourself? Everybody. One person, two people. Boys and girls, how many of you are still in school? Okay, put your hands down. Listen to this. If you were at school this week, what do you think someone would say if you let everyone behind you ahead of you in line? What would they say to you? Do you think they'd be kind of confused? Do you think they would make fun of you? Do you think you would get any food? Huh? But that's what Jesus says to do. He says, put others ahead of yourself. And Jesus showed us that every single day of his life. Or you can dry your feet off right here. Boys and girls, what I want to tell you today is that I want you to know that the Bible says we should be a servant of others. It even says this. I want to read one more verse, and then we're going to pray. It says, Romans 12, 1, says, be devoted to one another in love. Put or honor one another above. Everybody say above. Above. Everybody say above.
Above.
Above yourselves. In front of yourselves. I want you to close your eyes with me and we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. This is not an easy thing to do. This is not this is something that's really easy to say. It's really easy for me to tell you. But the Bible says if we listen to the Bible, but we don't do what it says, then we're not like Jesus. Jesus didn't just teach about the Bible, he did it. He served people. He didn't just tell people to wash people's feet or serve others, he actually did it. With your eyes closed with me today, we're going to pray. We're going to pray that God would help us to treat others the way that Jesus treated his disciples. We're going to pray that we would choose to be humble. We would choose to be like Jesus and put others ahead of ourselves, in line with sometimes we don't feel like loving somebody. Let's pray with everyone's eyes closed today. God, I pray that every boy and girl today, right now, you would just begin to reveal to them who you are. God, I pray that you'd begin to show them that you love them. I pray, God, today that you would remind them of somebody they need to serve, God. Somebody who's mean to them. Somebody, God, at home who is not nice. God, something they need to do at home. Something they need to do at school, at church. Picking up trash where they see it, God. Letting someone ahead of them in line. having a good attitude when they don't feel like having a good attitude, Lord. I pray today, God, that you would show them who you are. Boys and girls, today, if you want to be a servant of Jesus, you want to say, God, I want to put you first. I want to pray with you today specifically. Can you raise your hand today if that's you? And we're going to pray together. And God said, we'll say, I will put others ahead of me. Right now with me, if you want to do that, I want you to repeat after me. Say, I will put others ahead of me. One more time. Say, I will put others ahead of me. God, today as we lift our hands, we say, yes, God, we want to put others ahead of ourselves. God, we know that you're going to take care of us, God. We know that you're going to watch out for us, Lord. So we're going to let you do your job, and we're going to do our job of serving others, Lord. Today, boys and girls, I want to tell you about one more thing. One more thing today. We have plenty of time. Do you guys remember this right here? We have a block at the top. This is a gold block. What does this represent? Heaven. Very good. I'm going to put it right here. We have this block right here. This is a gray block. What does this represent? Sin. Very good. All right, we have this red block. What does this represent? The blood of Jesus, his punishment. We have this block right here. This is a light block, a pure block. What does this represent? Yes, clean. Very good. And then we have one more right here. This is green and it means grow. So the Bible says, boys and girls, that you know what? We can be a servant of Jesus, but we need to know who Jesus is and we need to be part of his family first. Everybody say first. And so right here, thank you very much, Miss Mercy. Thank you, Mr. Tim. We have this block right here. And the Bible says that God loves us. Everybody say, God loves me. And the Bible says that one day when we die, when our body is all done, we're going to go to a place called heaven. God wants that. But then something else happens. And there's this gray block right here. And this represents what? Sin. And this good place with a good God cannot have a place for sin. God can't have that. Can you guys play Good Good Father, please? Not this song. This is, what color is this? Gray. Very good. All right. And then, so gray, since there's this sin in our lives, we can't get to this good place called heaven, and we can't know this good God. And then, so what has to happen? If we did something bad, if we've sinned, if we've lied, today. How many of you have ever done anything wrong in your life before? Awesome. Put your hands down. This is a serious time. It's not a time to mess around with your friends. MJ, not a time to mess around with your friends. There's this really serious thing, and it's called sin, and this separates us from God. And then there's this really special thing that God did for us, and instead of us being punished for the bad things that we did and forever grounded, forever punished, Jesus says, you know what? I'm going to take away your sin by taking your punishment. And he died for us because our sins were so many. All of us have sinned so much that he had to die on the cross for our sins. And so this represents his blood. And because of his blood, we have a way to be clean. Everybody say clean. We have a way to be clean. The Bible says if you confess your sins to God, if you repent and turn to him, he'll forgive you of everything you've ever done. And you can be a part of his family. And then we begin to grow and become more like Jesus. This is being a servant of Jesus. But if you haven't done these things, boys and girls, then you can't be a servant of Jesus yet. So one more time, I want to pray with you. Those of you who have never said, God, you know what? I have sinned. I need you. I want to be clean. And I want to put you in charge. I want to pray with you today. Can you close your eyes with me one more time? We have plenty of time today. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you want to say, Jesus, I know that you're real because I felt you today. I know that you're real because it is the truest thing I've ever heard. And I want to follow you today for the first time, I want you to raise your hand and we're going to pray together. For the first time. Awesome. I see your hand. Awesome. Keep your hand up. Be bold today. This is a very important thing that you're raising your hand for. If you're raising your hand, you're saying, Jesus, I want you to be in charge, and I want you to forgive me of my sins. I want you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I want to follow you. I don't want to sin anymore. God, I have sinned, and I ask that you'd forgive me. I want to follow you because you're the King. So I want to follow you, Jesus, forever. Please help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So then, you just did this, boys and girls. Boys and girls, you just prayed that prayer. You now can be in heaven. Now you can know God. You can pray, and God will answer your prayers. You're going to know God. You're going to feel his love. And now you can share with other people, and you can grow. And you can get to know God. You can read your Bible. You can obey his word, and you can worship him. Isn't that awesome? That's really awesome. I want you guys, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to come see Ms. Shannon, if you can help me with that, with Bibles on this side. And Mr. Eric, if you can help me with Bibles on this side at the very end today. While we're doing our raffle, come up and see them, and we'll give you a Bible. All right, let's pray one more time, everybody. Close your eyes. God, we love you so much. We're thankful for you. Thankful that you love us, that you care about us, Lord. Thank you for giving your son, Jesus, for us because you loved us, God. May we glorify you. May you be the most important thing in our whole world, God. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. All right, guys. All right, if you'd like a Bible, come see Ms. Jan or Mr. Eric. We're going to do our raffle drawing. And I want to remind you one more thing before you guys have a raffle drawing. Have a seat, please, unless you want a Bible. If you would like to make a Mother's Day gift, you can make one at the very end of our raffle drawing today. All right, let's do our raffle.